What am I to do? In the readings, the first reading and the gospel reading could be talking about hospitality. Those readings draw into that concept, that thing that we should be doing. But as I prayed over these scriptures, I kept getting drawn to the very last line, or toward the end of the gospel, where it said, where Jesus tells Martha that Mary had chosen the better part. All of us have fairly busy lives. We have lots of things to do. Even myself, last week when I was talking to my dad, he asked, you know, what's happening? And so I started going down the list. Well, the week before I was getting ready for a deacon formation or deacon review board. I had the deacon review board. Had to prepare some things after the deacon review board. I had a presentation to prepare for Saturday at the ambassador training for the summit. I gave the presentation, then I went to deacon formation. I had another class I had to get ready for. Whew, I'm getting tired just thinking about all that. I'm exhausted. All of us have those types of days, all those types of weeks. And so last week wasn't really any better with the bishop getting ready to go because I had other talks to get ready for. And Thursday morning, I go to the 7 o'clock Mass at Cathedral, and as I get there, I go, Jesus, help me. What can I do? What am I supposed to do? There's so many things to do. And that's the way it is with all of our lives. We have so many things to do, and all of them, a lot of good choices. But what is the best thing we should do? What is the thing that Jesus wants us to do? And so that is what we need to do. We need to ask Jesus, what am I to do? Now, we often will do that when we have big decisions to make, like, should I become a priest or a deacon or religious? Should I get married or not married? We have those conversations with Jesus probably on somewhat basis. But we don't always have those conversations with Jesus about things going on day to day. Jesus desires us to be in a very deep personal relationship with him. If we look at a young man and a woman that are dating, that are maybe contemplating getting married, they spend time with each other. They talk with each other. They want to know and get to know each other very well, what they like or dislike. They want to be able to bring joy and peace to the other person. And that's the way Jesus is with us. He desires us to have an overwhelming sense of peace and joy. And so how do we get to know him? What do? Well, one of the things, you're doing it right now. You're here at Mass. You come to Mass, as we heard in the teaching before Mass, we come to listen to the Word of God. It's Jesus talking to us. He's trying to get our attention. He's trying to build that relationship. We experience Jesus in the Eucharist when we receive his body and blood. We experience him in the priest, the presider of the Mass. We experience Jesus in each other. These are all really good ways to get to know Jesus. And we should do that. And before we come to Mass, we should have read the readings. So when we hear them proclaimed, we get a better sense of how Jesus is speaking to us. We should also come to Mass to bring what we have for intentions. The priest has special intentions he has to say at each Mass, but we can bring our own. We should come to Mass prepared to listen, to engage, to talk to Jesus. But if all we're doing is coming to Mass once a week, and we're not talking to Jesus any other time, we're not really building a relationship. That young couple I'm talking about, if they only talked once a week and didn't talk any time in between, they wouldn't build that deep relationship. Just like Jesus wants this deep relationship with us. He wants to know us. He wants us to share our lives with him. He wants to communicate with us. So another thing we might think about doing, another thing we might pick up or add to our prayer life if we don't have, if we're not doing it already, is to work on spiritual reading. So how do you do that? Well, one of the things you can do is just pull out the Bible, go to one of the Gospels, read a short section one passage out of one of the Gospels and put yourself into the Gospel. Engage yourself. Think about what it would be like to be there sitting at the feet of Jesus. What are you hearing? What are you seeing? What are you smelling? What other people are around? Engage yourself in there so you can help understand what Jesus is trying to communicate with you. And then get a book, maybe on one of the saints, maybe the saint you were named after, maybe the confirmation name that you picked, and learn about that saint. Read about that saint. We've got a library full of books to go and read a little bit each day out of there. We also have our website that if you're a member of the parish, you go to olbh.formed.org, and you've got access to all the materials online. There's books, there's movies, there's education things. You can download those books to your Kindle, to your iPad, to your iPhone, to your Android. Spend some time talking to Jesus, getting to know Jesus better. Yep, that might take 15 minutes or so, and, well, I don't have time for it. Maybe you have to sacrifice. Maybe instead of sleeping till 7:15 so you can get on the road to work or school at 7:30, you have to get up at 7 to spend those 15 minutes. When you love someone, you're willing to suffer for them. And if that means suffering by getting up a few minutes earlier so you have the time to do that, that's what you do when you love someone. By developing this deep, personal, intimate relationship with Jesus, it allows us to go to him whenever we have something to ask him. It gives us the courage to go to him every day if necessary and say, "What am I to do?"